Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter sermon and a sermon on the prophet Job preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of two of Todd's sermons.
Gene Robinson is a self-absorbed, narcissistic man who has demanded his way or the highway by affirming a behavior that has no basis in biblical sociology, anthropology, or theology. He has been a one-man wrecking crew for the Anglican Communion.
That whole sense that meeting God would be less like coffee with a friend and more like getting electrocuted, that whole sense of God's holiness has largely evaporated.
In the preaching that you hear from your pastors, is your pastor's description of that righteous man, does it sound like Jesus or does it sound like your pastor?
Confessional Lutheran Deadheads love Issues Etc.
Well, the libertarian impulse is simply to say, if it doesn't directly affect me, why am I worrying about it? Of course, when we're talking about something as profound, as foundational as the natural family, some still venture to make that kind of a dismissive comment, but most realize we're tampering with the underpinnings of society at the very least, if not more, when we attempt to redefine the family. The term that I like to use is natural family because I think it says what needs to be said about the family. There is a natural shape to the family, father, mother, and children. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't have its variations, but those who want to make those variations the rule, well, they're tampering with the foundations of society at the very least. Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Tim Gagline will join us here for the first half hour or so, and then we're going to be spending some time with Pastor Tom Baker teaching a Sunday school lesson. Peter and John heal a lame man in Acts chapter 3. No sooner have they preached the gospel, have they witnessed the coming of the Holy Spirit, have 3,000 been converted, then they begin to do the same kind of miraculous work, the same kind of ministry that Jesus had done before his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. In fact, the writer of Acts seems to indicate that this is, in fact, Jesus continuing his ministry through these men. We'll talk about that in about a half hour here on Issues Etc. Feel free to join us with a question or a comment, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or our Twitter address is at issuesetc. Tim Gagline is a regular guest. He's Manager of Administration External Relations for Focus on the Family. Tim, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Todd, thank you so much. It is great to be back.
How do you respond to somebody who says, look, marriage was once a venerable institution useful to society, but it's a bit archaic now. In fact, it's becoming, with every passing decade, more and more obsolete. What's your response?
Well, it's very interesting, Todd, because the groups in the United States and around the world who continue to impress upon everybody that there is somehow an inevitability about the redefinition of marriage or the redefinition of the natural nuclear family, it surprises me because if it's so inevitable, why are they organized tactically, strategically, and in a major way funding-wise? The reason is because it's not inevitable. Literally from the dawn of man, whether you are Muslim, whether you are Jewish, whether you are Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, etc., literally from the dawn of man, marriages have always been between one man and one woman. The understanding of family has always been the particulate that grows out of the network. It is a husband and a wife. It is biological grandparents. It is aunts and uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews. God has put us into families not because there's some eternal destined reason to be happy. He puts us in families because because we are human and because we individually are a a reflection of the divine image. So this whole idea of redefining what a family is and redefining what a marriage is, by the lights of history, is a flicker. I mean, it's literally a political construct that has been placed upon the sort of sociological and political time in which we live.
Let's talk a little bit about a shift that many of our guests have noticed, and that is marriage. Speaking of marriage in the public square, in terms of the good of adults, rather than, as I think it was more so in the past, marriage in terms of the good of both parents and children. What are your thoughts there, Tim?
That really is an excellent point, Todd. In 1960, in America, something like 75% of African Americans and nearly 97% of whites were born to married couples. And today that percentage is 30% for African Americans and it's 70% for whites. The out-of-wedlock birth rate, Todd, for Hispanics surpassed 50% in 2006. I have a former White House colleague who said in 1970, 12% of children lived with a single parent at any given time. But over the course of the next 40 years, he said, that number increased by 124%. Rising to 27% of children in 2010. In most cases, the missing parent is dad. And the numbers that I've shared with you paint a clear picture of the horrific toll that his absence is taking on his children. And therefore, in our culture, these are very, very disturbing trend lines.
Now, people are actually making the case nowadays that single-parent families are good for children, or are people actually trying to make that case?
I'm glad you raised this point, because you hear all of the time that it doesn't matter whether a child, boy or girl, needs to have a father and mother in his life. Roughly a third of all American kids live apart now from their dads. And the question that we at Focus on the Family ask, in light of this, this empirical data, is: does it matter? Does it matter that one third of all kids, live apart from their biological father? And in fact, Todd, it does matter. More than 20% of all kids in America live in single parent homes, and they live in poverty long term compared with only 2% of those who are raised in two-parent families. So whether you're on the left or whether you're on the right, there is, and leaving all the ideology out of it, there is a strong case to be made that if you want children to do well and to thrive, far better that they be in families with both biological parents than in single parenthood, where the poverty rate would be 25% lower if today's family structure merely resembled that of 1970.
Talk a bit about this discussion and the debate that goes on about natural marriage in the context of what's usually called the hookup culture. What is it, and how does it shape the debate?
I am so glad you asked this, because we at Focus on the Family believe that the moral ecology of the natural nuclear family matters for kids. It matters in a host of ways. And one of the things that we at Focus on the Family have done is we have produced a very powerful documentary. It's a film, and it's called Irreplaceable. It is opening on over 700 screens across the country in May. And what we show in Irreplaceable is why the nuclear natural family is foundational. It's the first cornerstone of our civilization, and it is irreplaceable. And one of the very big parts of this film is the so-called hookup culture. It is the culture that millennials live in today. Of the rising generation of young Americans, whether they are in middle school, whether they are in high school, certainly college, university life, the hookup culture, which is essentially this view that you can get together for a single sexual encounter or a few single or a few sexual encounters, but divest it of emotional and commitment is an absolute phantom, that there is no truth or reality to this because God himself has invested sexual expression between men and women, between husbands and wives, as something that is at one level inherently spiritual. And in this documentary, we show why a marriage between one man and one woman in a married situation, living monogamously for a lifetime, puts to rest the myth that somehow you can have sex, but that you can that you can divorce it of any personal or emotional content. And we're seeing the cultural ramifications of the hookup culture.
Is there a connection between the hookup culture and the culture of cohabitation rather than natural marriage?
I'm thrilled that you asked this as well, because although the divorce rate is amazingly high in the United States, 40% of all marriages end in divorce, 75% of all marriages end in divorce. This is tragic. It's tragic particularly for those divorced families where there are children involved. But one of the things that we show in this film, and one of the things that we're going to do at Focus on the Family with a series of programs afterward called The Family Project, is we go back and we show not only the impact of divorce, but also another phantom, which is called cohabitation, used to be called shacking up. And what we show in this film is that overwhelmingly, again, statistically, that this idea that you can somehow cohabitate with the person who you may or may not married, but almost always saying, but yes, we intend to get married, there is not a single major study in the United States that shows that living together first will ultimately result in a happy, intact marriage. It's just simply not the case.
So you're essentially saying there that if one plans to marry in the future, cohabitation is detrimental to that future marriage.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it's just not the opinion of someone who happens to be a Christian or someone who happens to be a conservative. The late, great Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Todd, once famously said that everyone's entitled to his own opinions, but not everyone's entitled to his own facts. And in fact, as John Adams said, facts are hard things. The fact of the matter is that every major study that has been done on cohabitation, divorce, and marriage shows that cohabiting first overwhelmingly does not result in a long-term intact marriage.
Tim Gagelein is our guest. He's manager of administration and external relations for Focus on the Family. We're talking about the importance of the natural family on this Monday afternoon, May the 5th. When we come back, a few more minutes with him, then we'll teach a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker, Peter, and John healing a lame man in Acts chapter 3.
I'm not a Christian, but I listen to your show because actually you do have some interesting topics.
Here's a recent comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Do you believe that there's not one error in the Bible? That's intellectually infantile. You also believe that Jesus is coming again. You promote extremely sexually repressive views.
The Issues Etc. comment line. Available 24/7. 618-223-8382.
Have fun waiting for Jesus to return. Got news for you. He ain't coming back.
This is Pastor Miller of Trinity Lutheran Church in Bay Ridge. We preach, teach, and confess the historic Catholic faith. For a refuge from the pop spirituality and shallow preaching that swirls about in our day, come to our haven at 9020 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn. In addition to Mrs. Solano's Sunday School at 9:30, we have liturgy at 11 a.m., followed by a fellowship meal and Bible study after the service. You're invited to come and be a part of Trinity, a biblical and sacramental church. Visit trinitybayridge.org.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd, and thanks for everything you do.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on the value of issues, etc.
You've done so much to teach so many people about the depth of the gospel and to find joy in the Christian life and experience.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, issues, etc. Listen to what you want, when you want, at issuesetc.org.
Are spiritual warfare and demon possession only found in the time of Jesus and the apostles? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is I Am Not Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. I Am Not Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, 1-800-325-3040. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Monday afternoon. We're talking about the importance of the natural family. Tim Gagline of Focus on the Family is our guest. Before the break, you were talking about cohabitation before marriage, and you made the case that cohabitation before marriage is generally detrimental to the future marriage that follows. What about cohabitation as a permanent substitute for marriage?
There is no such thing. There is no substitute over the long haul for the continuity, stability, and order, psychologically, physically, mentally, above all, we at Focus on the Family believe spiritually as a Christian ministry. There is absolutely no substitute for the natural nuclear family for a good life. We believe that the family is the primary transmitter of social capital, which is those values and character traits that enable young people to live really good lives. And our country, and indeed the rest of the developed world, is now engaged in a major debate, what I think of as a kind of contest of ideas over what is a family and why does being a member of one matter. This is where we're at. So this film is one of the ways that we at Focus are fully engaging in that contest of ideas rooted in the question you ask and why you honor us deeply by allowing us to take this time on your great program to talk about Irreplaceable and the family project that will follow.
Bringing children back into the equation, of which, of course, is always going to be central here, Tim, one of those old phrases that got poo-pooed a lot during the kind of the height of the sexual revolution, maybe in the 70s and early 80s, was people who had gone the route of natural marriage and then we're contemplating divorce, it was said, stay together for the kids. And that was turned into kind of a joke. I don't think I can remember the last time I heard anyone say, well, we're having trouble in our marriage, but for the sake of our children, we are going to work this out. We're going to stay together. What are your thoughts?
I'm so glad you asked that as well, because we feature in this film some of the most important experts on the question of long-term divorce, long-term marriage, and where these two axes intersect. And one of the things that Irreplaceable shows is that in almost two-thirds of all marriages, which were experiencing very serious problems, in two-thirds of those marriages where the husband and wife acknowledged that we're almost at the end of this marriage, but who decided collectively to engage in intense therapy to save their marriage, that within 5 years afterward, the members of that, both partners in the marriage said that it would have been a disaster, in fact, to have proceeded with the divorce. So we know that in large numbers of marriages, the willingness to try to stick it out and to work together actually in the long term really pays off. And we at Focus believe it is really important to take care of your children inside of that question regarding whether to divorce or not, because the most important business of our generation is the raising of the next one, and that we have a moral duty in our families to see the everydayness of family life permeated by a kind of glory. And we believe at Focus on the Family that couples who are willing to say, we're going to stick this out, we're going to work together to try to make a otherwise hopeless situation work, we believe that in many of those cases, that possibility will become a reality.
Tell us briefly about some of the evidence. I think you might have alluded to it before, on the centrality of fathers here. How would you summarize what the evidence on fatherhood and the consensus of that evidence is?
Well, let me just say that, and I think that this is probably the most powerful and convicting case, and this is brought out very firmly in the movie. The overwhelming majority of people who end up in jail and prison, the overwhelming majority of those who end up in problems in our legal system, half of the families, which are single-parent families, now live in poverty. I mean, overwhelmingly, Todd, and I would say without any, almost without exception, that overwhelmingly, children who grow up without their biological father, beginning at very young ages, and as I say in America, that's almost one-third of young people, that overwhelmingly, by any social measure, they are doing worse than children who are growing up in intact families where their fathers are involved in their lives. This is educationally, intellectually, theologically, etc. There was a book that came out 2 years ago called Coming Apart, written by one of the most famous sociologists in the United States, Charles Murray. And it was an intense and in-depth look at what's going on in white America. And he found overwhelmingly in this book that families where biological fathers are involved, that men and women who grew up in homes where their fathers were involved have a much better work ethic. They have a very strong faith commitment. They tend not to get divorced, and they tend not to have children out of wedlock. Social science says that biological fathers who are involved in the raising of their children, it's not just good for them or good for their spouse, it's excellent for the children.
Finally, why should our listeners, you've mentioned this irreplaceable film several times here, why should our listeners find a way of seeing it?
It's a very compelling, cogent, powerful film. It is a film that concludes that you can, in fact, objectively define marriage, that you can, in fact, objectively define family, that it has constituent parts of a biological father and a biological mother who are living monogamously inside marriage with their biological children, that this has all kinds of good ramifications for the healthy raising of children and is good for our country, our culture, and our civilization. Far beyond those questions, Irreplaceable says no family is perfect. That there are situations, and in fact, where divorce must take place, that there are all kinds of people, excellent, terrific people, who are experiencing brokenness in their lives and parts about their lives that are not going in ways that they wish it would go. As Christians, we believe that grace is at the absolute center. God's grace and His mercy is at the absolute center. So Irreplaceable and everything we do at Focus on the Family is not aimed toward people who are perfect or families, which are perfect, but in fact to sinners made saints by God's grace. But we wanted to find a way to discuss the family, marriage, and parenting in a way in the 21st century to be able to say there's a big debate going on about how we define these foundational institutions, that they can in fact be defined, and that there's a good way to live.
Folks, you can find out about the Family Project and the film Irreplaceable at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Tim Gagelang is Manager of Administration and External Relations for Focus on the Family. Tim, thanks for being our guest.
Todd, it's been all my pleasure. Every blessing.
When we come back, Pastor Tom Baker will join us. We'll teach a Sunday school lesson, Peter and John healing a lame beggar in Acts chapter 3.
In Hosea 4, we read, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." At the CLCC, we educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Christians would if they learned what we believe, teach, and confess. Visit our website at theclcc.org. See what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And encourage your pastors to hold an event in your area. For more information, go to theclcc.org.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. St. John Lutheran, Springfield, Pennsylvania. Zion Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. St. Paul's Lutheran, Long Beach, California. All Saints Lutheran, Charlotte, North Carolina. Redeemer Lutheran, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Shepherd of the Lake Lutheran, Garrison, Minnesota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri. And Holy Cross Lutheran, St. Genevieve, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Steadfast Lutherans. People who believe the traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The Gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the Gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What happens when our theology is driven by freshness instead of faithfulness? I've written an article for the latest Issues Etc. journal titled New Thing Theology. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just look for the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The Wittenberg Trail feature details how Bob Leeko journeyed from the Word Faith movement to faith in Christ alone. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
T-shirts, shorts, sun. Get in shape this spring at Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois. Arch Fitness offers adult boot camps on weekday evenings and on weekday and Saturday mornings. For more information, check out the Facebook fan page for Arch Fitness or call Kevin Reisick at 618-670-6952. Arch Fitness is located at 127 West MacArthur Drive in Cottage Hills, Illinois. Get A-Fit this spring at Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois.